USA News, I'm John Schaefer. 19-year-old gunman Peyton Gendron, who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year, has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Before being sentenced, Gendron spoke.
I'm very sorry for all the pain I forced the victims and their families to suffer through. I'm very sorry for stealing the lives of your loved ones. I cannot express how much I regret all the decisions I made leading up to my actions on May 14th.
At one point in today's proceedings, a man jumped up and rushed Gendron in the courtroom. That man was restrained and Gendron was removed from the court. Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland today, President Biden said legislative plans coming from Republicans are harmful because the GOP is committed to extending Trump-era tax cuts and cutting Medicare and Social Security.
If anyone tries to get rid of Social Security or Medicare, I will veto it. That's the Republican dream. I'm their nightmare.
Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. Moderna promising to keep its COVID vaccine free for all consumers. The company announced today that everyone in the U.S. will have access to their vaccine, regardless of their ability to pay. Moderna received backlash recently for reportedly considering a price increase for the shot. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the skies have been clear since last weekend.
I'm not aware of any additional objects that have been reported operating in the space in the last 48 hours.
Speaking in Brussels, Austin said debris recovery is crucial to finding out what these high-altitude objects are and where they came from. His remarks came after three objects were shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. And operators of KFC said they're paring down their menus nationwide to help maintain efficiency for kitchen staff and make ordering easier. Wings, popcorn chicken, chocolate chip cookies, and Nashville hot sauce on the chopping block. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. According to her family, she died this morning after a brief illness. During interviews, Welch often commented on people's thoughts on her appearance.
I always seem to disappoint people if I walk in the door and the door hinges don't splinter off. That type of thing.
That's right.
I really expect me to, you know, come in with a machete or something. I always say it's because my shoulders are very broad that I photograph.
She's best known for her roles in Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years B.C. A new poll from Monmouth University shows that Americans seem skeptical of the benefits of artificial intelligence. Just 9% of those polled believe AI's impact on society will do more good than harm. 41% feel AI will harm society overall. More than half of those surveyed said they are very or somewhat worried the technology could pose a risk to the human race. The Kansas City Chiefs celebrated their Super Bowl win with the hometown crowd today, holding a parade and rally. Head coach Andy Reid.
You are the kingdom. And let's give it one for the world. How about those?
Kansas City beat Philadelphia 38-35 in Super Bowl 57. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin says the jacket he wore at the Super Bowl with a depiction of Jesus was not meant to offend. Hamlin sported a Letterman jacket with an abstract picture of Jesus on the cross underneath the word eternal. Hamlin said it was never his intentions to hurt or disrespect anyone and tweeted, "I am eternally thankful to my Savior." I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.